Hello and welcome back to the Common Colt Podcast, a Colts podcast with real takes and no clickbait. And Colts fans, the team has made their first round draft pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. And I think it was a pick that not a whole lot of people were expecting. Some fans were hoping for the fantasy land trade up for Marvin Harrison Jr. or maybe even trading up for Brock Bowers, taking a cornerback possibly, like Arnold out of Alabama. But instead, they go pass rusher and they go Leilatu Latu out of UCLA. And I think that shocked a lot of Colts fans. And I think it upset some Colts fans. And I want your one word reaction. But to me, I'm actually pretty excited about this pick. I think a lot of people would call it a boom or bust type of pick because of his medical history. He obviously had to retire due to that neck injury. But believe it or not, I'm not as concerned about that neck injury and that injury history as some people may be, because first of all, he has been cleared by the same doctor that Peyton Manning had his neck surgery from. And if you look at his previous two seasons of college football, he's played two full years now since that neck injury, and he has two back-to-back 10 plus sack seasons in college football. Last year he led the league, or led college football, in tackles for loss. I know a lot of people thought maybe Dallas Turner would probably be the first pass rusher off the board, but this guy is probably more skilled than Dallas Turner. If it wasn't for his medical concerns, he probably would have been taken off the board already. And the NFL draft, the combine, these guys poke and prod these people so much medically. I'm not as worked up about the medical stuff as what some people are. Is it the pick I thought the Colts were going to make? Absolutely not. I was convinced we were going to, after Brock Bowers went off the board, who I kind of want, I knew Brock Bowers would be the sexy pick. I was convinced that they're going to take a cornerback. But when I think about pairing up a pass rusher, a guy who could potentially be an elite pass rusher, with a Grover Stewart, with a DeForest Buckner inside, and maybe that'll help give Kwity Paye a little bit of boost as well. I mean, Kwity Paye, I like him, but he has not lived up to the first round draft pick we put on him so far. So you really need a pass rush to beat great quarterbacks. You've got to go against CJ Stroud twice a year. Obviously, the Titans have Will Levis, who is the jury's still out on him, and then Trevor Lawrence over there in Jacksonville, and then the big gunslingers there in the AFC as well, like Allen and Mahomes and so on. So you've got to get in their face, and getting a pass rusher is a first step in that. NFL.com is comparing him to TJ Watt. Now that would be a nice comparison. That would be a nice potential if he ended up being that good. But I think he's more skilled in the pass rush game than he is in the run game. And again, medical concerns, I know it's going to be there because he had to retire. I get that. I understand the seriousness. But you have to understand, he's been cleared in college football already. He's already played since that injury. He's been cleared by the Colts doctors. He's been gone through all sorts of doctors and poked and prodded. I trust that system a lot. I know the Colts have done their diligence on that. And I'm just excited for the Colts to try to get some pass rush off that edge. I know that corner's a big need, but I like not forcing the issue there. And I like that they went the best player available and they got the best defensive player on their board. Keep in mind, they took the first defensive player of the draft. So it was really the number one pick on the defensive side of the ball for the Colts. And they got their number one defensive guy, which is awesome for Ballard. I mean, at the end of the day, they got their guy defensively. So that's huge for this team, who really needed to be injected into some talent defensively. I'm really excited for this pick. I'm excited for the Colts. And hey, I think second, third round, and so on, we're going to see some cornerbacks come, probably some receivers, offensive line help I wouldn't mind seeing as well. But one pick at a time, one round at a time. Colts Nation, subscribe to our channel if you're interested in staying tuned for Colts content. Thanks again for watching. Have a great day.